Let's bring Jamie Blacker into the conversation here as we're talking high school basketball and sports overall. I saw Seager beat Delphi by just 250-48. And Jamie, it was you sent me a couple updates at halftime for the Clinton Central Faith Christian game, but it looks like Central lost that in overtime. That would have to be a tough way to end the season. Jamie, what do you think about that? That's a tough way to end the season.
Yeah, it sure was. Clinton Central had a great year. They keep improving, but they have a lot of girls back. I expect this rivalry the next 3 years. Faith Christian is dominated by freshmen. Clinton Central has a really good freshman. So it was nip and tuck all the way last night, went to overtime. And like she said, the score was 65-56. Faith Christian moves on, and they'll play Attica Friday night. This game will be over at Attica. We still have a local team in the area in that sectional. Rossville will play Fountain Central now. Fountain Central beat North Vermillion last night 40-32. Rossville has played really well of late, won 10 out of the last 13. Only got beat by Clinton Central and Seager, which are really two good ball clubs. So maybe we can still slide one in into the championship game Friday night. The Hornets, on a side note, Kevin, haven't won a sectional since 1990.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
If you want to fact check me, I believe they're led by Jennifer Jacoby, who was ended up being Miss Basketball in 1993, I think.
Yeah, that sounds
and
right.
She'd be the aunt of Dawson Jacoby, who we had on Inside the Huddle 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Who is a manager for the Purdue basketball team. So,
wow.
Tying this all together for you.
Yeah, I know you're like Kevin Bacon.
You're a Southern Indiana guy, so and then 2A basketball at Lafayette Central Catholic last night, as you said, Seager beat Delphi 50-48. Seager will play Lafayette Central Catholic on Friday night in the first game. Carroll was big winner 69-60 over Covington, and Carroll and Clinton Prairie for another rematch. The last one was very exciting, went to overtime, and they both split a conference championship for the Hoosier Heartland at 7-1. As you said last night, Carroll's going on all cylinders again. Shot extremely well. I think they had 50 points at halftime. So they got the gas pedal down and moving on. They struggle a little bit with Clinton Prairie's defense. Clinton Prairie's defense is just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there on Friday night, but it'll be another great game carried by Don and Carl here on WILO, so tune in Friday night. I think it's at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And then Frankfort travels tonight to Benton Central. They have their first game in the sectional. They play Rensselaer Central. The first game in that sectional was last night, the number one team in the state, Twin Lakes. They beat North Montgomery 76-23. Twin Lakes will play West Lafayette in the first game Friday night. West Lafayette has done extremely well. They upset Harrison the other night, which is a 4A program. Twin Lakes could easily go and win the state title, or even West Lafayette could do that. Or BC, they play tonight as well in the first game, BC versus Western. So another outstanding sectional, and we'll try to keep you updated as this week goes on.
Well, Jamie, thanks for the phone call this morning. I wanted to ask you about that Seager-Delphi game. That was probably a little closer than Seager wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Seager's won, I think, almost 20 ball games this year. But Delphi's really improved, and the coaches talked about that in our show last weekend. Mm-hmm. The Prairie Carroll coach, they talked about how much Delphi's improved, and that's just a monster sectional. Probably the best sectional in 2A basketball in northern part of Indiana.
Yeah, maybe the southern part of Indiana, too. That's a tough one.
Yes.
All right, well, I also saw, gosh, you mentioned Twin Lakes beat North Montgomery 76-23. We see some big blowouts like that this time of year sometimes,
you know. We've talked about it on Inside the Huddle. We've talked about it here before. It's tough to see some of those games. I even coached in sixth grade girls basketball, and it's tough. I had a game the other night, could have got really out of hand, but I tried to slow it down, but you know, then it hurts the girls that are playing extremely well. And, you know, it hurts girls that, you know, put in a lot of time and effort that don't get to play, because if you got them on the floor, it just gets out of hand. So it's hard to handle that. But it's, I don't know if you saw this story off the East Coast. I think it was New Jersey. Did you see a 20 2-year-old assistant coach slid in and played in a JV game the other night, trying to act like she was the player that was sick on the JV.
Oh my gosh.
Put out in the video, I mean, she dominated. She would have dominated in a college game. She was so good. So the parents of the girl that was sick, you know, blew the whistle. So since then, the JV coach and varsity coach have been relieved of their duties. So. But the sad part of it is there's probably a lot of girls that weren't involved in that because they've canceled the rest of their season. So.
Oh, yeah, that hurts everybody. That's not good.
The main thing is just try to do the right thing to begin with. You won't have a problem.
That's right. Don't try to pretend like you're 12 years younger than you are, yes. Well, Jamie, thanks for the update, man. I hope we're talking sectional wins Saturday on Inside the Huddle or getting ready for a sectional championship Saturday night.
Yeah, we're going to talk to some boys coaches and probably more than likely a few of these girls coaches that be playing for sectional titles on Saturday night. Once again, you can listen to the 2A sectional with Don and Carl Friday night, Clinton Prairie. And Carroll, 7:30, I believe, is the start time, or after the first game. It'll be a battle. Looking forward to it.
Should be great.
There.
Hey, you sent me the link yesterday for Twitter. Thanks on Owen Duff, man. That's quite an accomplishment, too.
Yeah, I just wanted to – we've done a pretty good job of covering Carroll County and Carroll County Sports and Carroll High School and Delphi. And, you know, he's their all-time leading scorer now. So
yeah.
Got to get that out there.
And the career assist leader.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow, that's very good.
Pretty impressive. He's an all-around player.
Jamie, thanks for your input this morning.
Okay, I'm getting back to work. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, Sergeant Blacker. Appreciate that.